Oh, yeah. Don't we need that voice of truth today more than ever? It seems like people don't know anymore what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's truth, what's a lie. And, you know, I just pray that God is using this ministry, the Praise Network, to be that voice of truth in this crazy, crazy world. It is Tuesday, and that means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. I just finished my coffee. I guess we could still do this, right?
Yes, we can. I finished mine, too.
Okay. So now we're all ready to go. Every Tuesday, Kelly, our business director, comes in the studio and shares some of what we've heard from our listening family over the past week or so, and how God is using this ministry, because it's such an encouragement to us to hear from our listeners, and we just hope and pray that it will be to you as well. So, good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So, what do you have for us today?
Well, I have some listener comments, and it kind of goes along with the song, just about the voice of truth. Mm. And I took some listener comments that really talk about how the teaching and the music influences their thought life and their thinking. And the first one is from Julia, and she listens during the day, and she says, I find the daily teachings really influence my thinking. And we have been talking about everything in the news and, like you said, not knowing right from wrong. And sometimes we do need that teaching to help us really think about what is right, what is wrong, what does the world teach, and what does God's word teach, and to know the difference and be able to stand on that truth.
Mm. Yeah, that is so true. And so often, I think many of us grew up being taught what truth is. But then when all of society and maybe everyone you go to school with or everybody that you're working with has a different mindset and there is no moral compass anymore to the world, it kind of erodes that away and you start doubting, well, is that really truth? Is there really a truth? And we're here to say 24 hours a day, there is the truth. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible contains the truth, and being able to share that and then to reinforce it
yes.
over and over and over again. You know, having grown up in church, I memorized a lot of Bible verses. Not so much anymore. My mind doesn't work that way, but a lot of the ones I memorized a long time ago, they're still stuck there. I need to be reminded of them.
Mm-hmm.
In difficult times or challenging times, I need to be reminded of the truth. And that is why I'm so thankful that we can be here all day, every day. And I think about people who maybe are living in a situation where the people around them, either in their home, their family, their workplace, whatever their world is, maybe they are antagonistic to the truth of God's word. But the really, really cool thing about radio is that you can get in your car all by yourself, and you can turn it on, and God can meet you right there and speak to you
yes.
one-on-one. And, you know, I know he does that through this ministry time and time and time again. So exciting to know that that truth is being imparted and being reinforced every day.
Yes. And kind of, again, going along with what you were just saying, is Kathy from Rockland wrote us, and she said, we're bombarded daily with unbiblical thinkers and teachers with their ideologies. I appreciate that I can trust Praise Network to bring Christian music and teaching to our community. Solid teaching coupled with uplifting music helps me to be sure my lamp is filled with pure oil and the wick trimmed well. This is such a support to me, and I'm sure for many of us. In my everyday life, as I try to shine the light of the gospel wherever I go and in whatever I do.
You know, that's another cool thing, that you can take radio with you, especially if you have a smartphone now. You can take us with you wherever you go. You know, you can listen on your smartphone, put it through the speaker on your car. But we take very seriously here at the Praise Network, and I'm very thankful for you, Kelly, because you have a lot of wisdom and you're very discerning. But we take very seriously the programming that we put out over
yes.
the airwaves. Not that we are perfect or we get it right every single time, but we take very seriously, and we do feel that we are stewards of this ministry, and we don't want to put anything out there that is going to water down the gospel or that is going to lead somebody astray. So we take that calling, her name was Kathy shared, mm-hmm. To share the truth day in and day out in love. And again, reaching out to people, strengthening people, reinforcing the truth that they read in their Bible.
Mm-hmm. And Danita sent a very encouraging email to us. She says, I want to write to you to tell you how much you've changed my life. You are surely doing God's work in my life. Praise Network has taught me the difference between religion and relationship. I used to sit every morning for years doing jigsaw puzzles, listening to country music, and was so sick of it. Something, or should I say someone, made me get up and change the station. Praise Network plays 20 hours a day and at night. I'm closer to God, feel the Spirit so much stronger. My faith, courage, and strength have been increased. Thank you for me having a better attitude.
Thank you. I am so glad that you are listening. And again, that is God. That's His Holy Spirit, which is alive and mm-hmm. working and able to do that. And you know, there are a lot of people who grow up in church. And as a matter of fact, my mother-in-law, they took their kids to church. They were very involved in the church. I'm not going to say which one. It wasn't in this area. But she had the privilege of leading the pastor of that church to the Lord on his deathbed.
Oh, wow.
So he had served in ministry for many decades, but never had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And he came to acknowledge that. And unfortunately, there's many people who grew up attending that church and so many others that are out there sitting under pastors and teachers and priests who don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So what they're getting, you know, God's still able to work, I'm sure, and He works through His Word, but a lot of people don't grow up knowing there's a difference between religion and relationship.
Yes.
And we want to make that very clear here on the Praise Network, that it's all about having that personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And that's our mission here. And if you're listening right now and you're not quite so sure you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, let me encourage you to stop by praisenetwork.com. Under the Faith tab, there is a page that says How to Know God. And you can find out there how to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, it's not joining a church or a religion or saying some specific creed. It's all about that relationship with Jesus. And you can find out all about that. Again, that just go under the Faith tab and click on How to Know God.
Yes, and we would love to hear from any of our listeners. We love when you send us comments. Remember, you can always send us comments through our Facebook page. You can go to our Twitter account and also send us anything there, and our contact page. So email us, send us a text if you want, or call us, however you would like to get a hold of us. We would love, love to hear from all of them.
It's so fun to connect with our listeners.
It is.
No, we sit behind the microphone sometimes, and you know we're able to talk to you, but we want to hear back.
Yes.
And we do have a new website. We're still tweaking it a little bit, but we'd love to have you stop by. And when you do that, if you go to the contact page under Connect, there are all the different ways that you can get in touch with us. Our phone numbers are toll-free number, how you can text a song request or a prayer request, a question, comment, our email addresses, all of that's right there on the contact page. And again, we would love to hear from you. Also, we would love to meet you face-to-face coming up on May 17th. It's a Tuesday. Christian comedian John Crist is going to be with us, and we hope you've gotten your tickets. If not, please do so very quickly. Seating is limited. This is going to be a great night of fun and laughter. We're going to have some refreshments at what time, Kelly?
6 o'clock.
Kelly's planning all this. Yeah.
Yes. And 7 o'clock, John Crist will make us all laugh, I'm sure.
Oh, and laughter is such good medicine. Who couldn't use a good laugh right about now, right?
Yes.
So that is going to be on Tuesday. Tuesday, May 17th. It's out at Justin Trails Resort in Sparta. It's Christian comedian John Crist. You can check out his videos and all of that on our website at praisenetwork.com. You can get your tickets at itickets.com or stop by the Praise Network studios. We would be happy to get some tickets in your hand, but again, do it quickly because seating is limited.
Absolutely.
So mark your calendar. Tuesday, May 17th, Christian comedian John Crist. Going to be a fun night, and it will give us a chance to meet you face-to-face as well.
Looking I look forward to that.
All righty, Kelly, thank you. You have a great rest of the day.
You too.